You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Well, good morning. We'll try to figure out what's going on here this morning. Karen's going to help me out. Welcome, Karen and David. This is Monday morning. Let's see if we can get David on here. So he's all right.
How about the putting up the volume? There we go.
Does that help?
Yeah, that does.
Does that help
the little knobs there.
Little knobs, yes.
Yeah.
I'm still kind of waking up here.
I understand.
Yeah. Well, it looks like we have a power surge coming here this morning. Well,
yes.
You are listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida, and it is right now 1 minute after 7. This is Prayer and Share, and we are going to make a phone call. We'll be doing that right after Karen gives all the phone numbers, and we'll see if we can get a hold of our dear friend Jim.
Yes, you can reach us at 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100, and we are in our second week of fundraising to raise the funds for WCNO to give us that operating budget for the next 6 months, and we rely on your gifts and donations to help keep this station on the air for more than 34 years now. Lots of years. Us, we haven't been here all those.
Good morning.
All right. Hey. Is this Jim wide awake at such an early hour?
Oh, my friend, I've been on the swing for an hour already. So it's an amazing thing to hear your voice. I just heard you come on the air, and you sounded like that you had a good weekend.
Well, that means we gave everything to God over the weekend. Absolutely. Ooh. Jim, absolutely. Well, Jim Sunderworth with us on the radio this morning as we just call upon the Lord and dedicate ourselves to this second week. And Jim, you're a longtime friend. You've been around the area for quite a while. You're involved in ministry in a lot of different ways. Introduce yourself just briefly to our listeners who may not know you.
Well, I'm from Missouri. I came down here in 94 and 95. Been here 30 years. I was introduced to WCNO then with Tom, and had a great experience with WCNO. The thing is, what I love about WCNO, you guys are faithful. You've been here. It's not the start out. It's the stay out. And when God guides and when God brings and develops a ministry, I've learned over the years, it's my job to be faithful. It's his job for results. My job is to stay with the call that God has placed on my life, as you have, as WCNO is doing. And because of that, God does the results and touches so many lives. 30 years that I've been here, you guys have been faithful, and WCNO has touched so many. So, and the thing about radio, real quick, the thing about radio, I remember in my life, I'd make albums, and this was a few years back. I'd made an album. There was a song that said, "Something Worth Living For." I was at a concert, and a lady came up to me, and she said, "Because of radio, I dropped my..." The situation was, she had dropped her kids off. She was going to a place, and she was going to end her life. She was so desperate. And she flipped the radio on in an area, and I was singing, "There's Something Worth Living For."
Mm-hmm.
Now, it changed her life. She stopped the car. She turned around, and she asked God to forgive her. Now, she came to me and said, "Radio saved her," and the song that was played on that. So it has a big effect on me.
Wow.
So I pray that these people, I pray that we'll be supporting, and I pray that people, as God lays upon their heart, when God guides, he provides, and they who support WCNO are part of that ministry, and when they touch lives, when you touch lives, they're a part of it, and that's an amazing thing.
Amen. Amen. Well, are you still singing?
Oh, we had a yes, sir. We had a big weekend, joyous weekend. Yes, still leading worship. 30 years still at Morningside. Can't believe it, but still love the area. Went through the storm and said, Lord, thank you for helping all of us. And I know there's a lot of people out there that are struggling right now, but man, God's gonna be good and gonna help us. I have two children, two boys with their families that are in St. Pete, and so they're really trying to get their homes and everything back in order. So we pray for these people. We sure do.
Amen. So were the families of Morningside safe?
Yes. Yes. We have had no serious stories or frustrations. They seem to have come through this thing, and we're very, very blessed.
Amen. Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, Jim, you're welcome to share just a little bit of information about Morningside Church, and I know you're going to lead us in prayer, and you may have a scripture or something more. You're welcome to share that.
All right. Thank you so much. Yeah, Morningside's been around, been a flagship church for years and years and years. Pastor Tom Crawford has retired, and his son has taken over, a young man, or a middle-aged. I think he's young because I remember him as a child, but now he's doing a great job. They're getting a good crew, and they're coming back in a strong way. Morningside's a good church, and they have a fabulous school. The school is an amazing school, total capacity. They have all the facilities, and yet they're touching the community for Christ, and it's touching children. Train up a child in the way he should go. Touch their palate and allow them to feel and hear the gospel. Now, and they're doing that. A scripture for you today, for me, is in Psalms 34. It says, okay. I will bless the Lord at all times. That's what WCNO, they're there to be a blessing in our community. So I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will make my boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. I am with guys all the time, and we in a ministry with cars, old cars, and it's a phenomenal thing that's happened. But anyway, there's guys that are now listening to WCNO and listening. They don't go to church, but they're starting to listen to the WCNO stations and the Christian stations. And, you know, my heart just leaps inside because
it's awesome.
They're just kind of silent, you know, guys turn the radio on and listen. It's a beautiful thing. So I want to pray for this morning. I want to be a part of this, and we're going to send a donation, our part. And I'm just going to believe with all of my heart that this is going to continue and get stronger and stronger because we're in the last days and we need to get the gospel out there, John.
Amen. Jesus. We do. We do.
Okay. Father, this morning as I just look out as where I'm sitting and I see your creation, the greatness of who you are.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you for everything that you have created, but the greatest thing you've created is us, human beings. Mm. That have your heart and is made in your image and need to be moved towards you because we have been given the ability to make our choices. And Father, we want to choose you, and how shall they know unless they hear? And how shall they hear unless we tell them? Mm. And Father, WCNO has been faithful, and I pray today that you would, as they are being guided by your hand and being called to this ministry, that you would touch the hearts of people all in our area, that would see and believe and know that it's their privilege to give, to keep this radio station alive and vibrant. I pray, Holy Spirit, as they work, that you would provide.
Amen.
You always have. You always will. Do a miracle. Give them the joy of their ministry.
Amen.
Father, may they just feel your presence. May they find your favor. Find Lord Jesus as the wisdom that only you can give as they make decisions that would honor you and keep that station vibrant. And we will give you all the praise and honor. And Father, this time as they're raising funds, may it be such a wonderful time that they would say this has been such a massive miracle.
Amen.
We give you the praise for that in Christ's name. Amen.
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 Jim, I've got a song in your presence. What can you tell us about that song that you did? We're going to set that up here. Why don't you set it up for us?
You know, I love that song. Look, I think of David when I sing that happy song, In Your Presence, I Feel Your Presence. You know, it's an amazing thing. All David wanted to do was live in the presence of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he was out there with those sheep, and he was dealing with things that he had to deal with, but his desire was just to live in the presence of God. And then God said, wherever I want my presence, I'm going to take you because you're living in my presence. And instead of position, Saul wanted position. David wanted presence. And that's all I want. If I live in the presence, then it's God's privilege and responsibility, my privilege to do that, and God's responsibility, the effect of that, to take his presence wherever he wants it through me if I'm living that. So that song meant a lot to me, In Your Presence. I live the victory. And so that song meant a lot to me. It's kind of a lilty song, but it has a lot of meaning to me.
All right, we're going to go to that. And then when we come back, you're going to tell us about Jesus is here. Stand by.
All righty.
In your presence, in your presence, I walk in victory. In your presence, Lord, in your presence, you set my spirit free. Well, I'm a partaker of your life divine, and I'm established, abiding in the vine. In your presence, I walk in victory. With joy unending, I'm apprehending that place you've gone to prepare for me. I've been invaded, now I'm persuaded. I'm gonna follow after thee. For the work you started, you will complete, till every enemy is put down under your feet. In your presence, Lord, in your presence, I walk in. My spirit.